Well, it's good to see you all here on this Sunday after Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Here's some yeses. I had a great time. I flew to Nebraska on Tuesday and flew back on Friday, and thankfully I missed the football game because I was in the air because Nebraska did not do well. But I, you know. All of that aside, Thanksgiving is a wonderful time. We come to this Sunday in our church year when we are celebrating what called Christ the King Sunday, and it was established in churches that are kind of the mainline churches, and Catholics and the Lutherans and the Episcopalians and others like that. It was established as Christ the King Sunday in 1925. So almost 100 years we've been celebrating this, and there was a feeling at that time that people were starting to like their rulers, their leaders, their dictators more than they were liking Jesus. And so they said we need to reestablish that Jesus is our king, and we need to remember that. But I have to tell you that it brings up a few problems for me. Because we have a lot of examples in our history which are not really positive about kings. We have kings like, or emperors, Julius Caesar. Really nice, friendly guy. There's things like that. We have kings like Henry VIII. Beginnings of this church, the Episcopal Church, the Anglican Communion. Maybe some issues there. Can you think of other things that you have, other impressions that you have of kings? Other impressions that you have of kings? Anybody have any impressions? Elaine?
King Henry?
King Henry. Oh, yeah, we have King Henry VIII up there. Yes? Excuse me? Kim Jong Il. So, a dictator king. Yes? King George III. You like George's, right? Yeah, you like King George's, being that that's your name. So you remember those, and so you have these the Georges in your life. So here's King George, who was the king of England when the revolution was going on in this country. We kind of split off from King George. What's that? Queens. So we have queens. Even though this is Christ the King, but it is also we've had queens, again, there are some positive examples of kings. But there are also a lot of negative examples of kings. But we also have kings in our fictional life. I hear that this is a king from some television show or something going on right now. And then we have our king that was in The Princess Bride, who was kind of maybe a little bit a little bit interesting, and he was kind of silly. It was comedic. But we are celebrating today Christ the King, and I think that kind of kingship is actually totally different than any association we have with the word king in our lexicon. Jesus was a king that was not about himself at all. Kings generally have been self-centered. They're thinking about themselves first. They want to get all of the credit for things. They want to have all of the spotlights on them. Jesus actually wanted to push it the other direction. Jesus was somebody who gave everything to other people. He was doing things that were changing the world and have changed the world for thousands of years because he totally transformed the way people think about their relationship with communities and their relationship with one another. And Jesus said, I'm not here to be the ruler in that sense, in the sense that of a dictator or an emperor or a king. I am here in order to help other people grow into who they are. And that's a totally different kinds of kingship, and that's why I think that the word Christ the King may not be the most appropriate one for something celebrating the wonderful life of Jesus and his role in our lives. Now we have this passage of scripture today that is, I think, profoundly amazing. It's a passage from the 25th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And if you haven't noticed, not only is this Christ the King, but this is also the end of our church year. This is the last Sunday of our church year. We start again with Advent next week. So we start a new cycle of the church year. So it's a new year coming about. And this year, year A in our cycle of readings, we've been reading through the Gospel of Matthew. And back in January, we read from the fifth chapter of Matthew. We read from what is known as the Beatitudes. It's from the Sermon on the Mount. And this is just a few of the words that were said by Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, so the beginning cycle. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Later he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." These are the words that kind of started Jesus' ministry in that Sermon on the Mount, as he was speaking to the crowds of people there. Today we hear about those same people in the 25th chapter, toward the end of the Gospel of Matthew. We hear about how Jesus said, we have a responsibility to go out and reach out to these people and do something. It's an action-based proclamation in this Gospel. Jesus is saying, you must go out and you must find the people who are in need, and you must do something to help them. You must make an effort to change the world that you live in. Now, I hear a lot of people say, Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. But Jesus said that he lives in every single person. He lives everywhere. And if you are serving those people who are most in need, and there are lists of them in here, if you are serving those people, you are serving Jesus. You are seeing Jesus right there. That's seeing the resurrection happening right around you, the way you are transforming the world, and how we have that responsibility to make that happen. That is the work that we are called to do. Now, when Matthew was writing this back in the day, in the first century, when he was writing this gospel, he was talking to people who were getting persecuted and were being shunned by the other people around them. And this was saying, you need to be paying attention to those people in power that are doing things that are helping you and helping you up. The tables have turned. We now read this from a different perspective because we are the ones that have the opportunity to make the world a better place. Every one of us. We are the ones that have the power and the money and the influence, and we are charged with doing that and finding the people in the world that need to be raised up. That is our work. Now, St. Patrick's is a place that is extremely generous. We do a lot of projects here that make the world a better place, and it's one of the reasons that I love being here, and I think it's why all of you who come here love being here. We have a generous spirit. That's who we are. I brought one of these manna bags that we made to be handed out. We made it on service Saturday. There's a pack of stuff in here. These are projects that we do together as a team of people, as a community, that make a difference in the world around us. We're changing things. We're doing this. We are doing things to serve Jesus in our lives. And we see that in the people around us, and we want to give these things, but it takes everything. We have to look at it as something that's going to change, not something on the inside that's going to change ourselves too. And that's what Jesus was talking about. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, when you do this, you will be transformed into something new and different. It will make you something. It's going to make the world a better place, and it's going to make you a better person. We are doing things like this at St. Patrick's. It's who we are. It's part of our DNA. It's part of why this community is such a special contribution to this community and to the world in which we live. So think about this on Christ the King Sunday. When you're thinking about the kings and the despots in the world, don't think of Jesus in that category. Think about how Jesus changed the world by being someone who served the people most in need. Many of us do that on a day-to-day basis. We can all do it better. And that's the call as we get to the end of this church year, and we look forward into the next cycle and turning it around and coming back around to another time of being transformed ourselves, is to think about how we can change the world to make it better by reaching out and giving from what we have, being the generous spirits that we have been called to be. Amen.